We're learning how to wean from antidepressants on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A recent study is saying that 4 weeks is too short of a time to get off these meds, and the process should take longer, months, not weeks. And that's a departure in thinking for the millions of Americans who take antidepressants for depression and anxiety. Many people stop them without much trouble, but others, the side effects are really difficult. Have you gone off of antidepressants? How did your physician advise you to taper your dosage, and how did it go? We're at 800-642-1234. Dr. Dee Mangan is Associate Chair and Director of Research and a professor in the Department of Family Medicine at McMaster University in Ontario. Dr. Mangan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on this morning. I've been enjoying listening to the show as I've waited to talk to you.
Well, based on your clinical experience and on recent research, what do we know about how to taper the dosage for a period of time?
Well, what we know has very much been evolving over time, I think. And what we know now is that for the range, as you were saying, a range of experience that people have in trying to stop these medications is quite broad. We know that some people can, in fact, even stop dead with no problems. But we know for a large proportion of people, they do have significant withdrawal symptoms when they go about stopping. And what we know now is that it's not perhaps like other medications when you can stop over perhaps a period of weeks with a linear that is a drop in dose that's the same with each step down. What we know now is that it's the last part of the taper that can be the most difficult, and that we should really, for the whole process of withdrawal, take a very slow and gentle approach, and particularly over that last period of the withdrawal, take extremely small steps down and really wait after each of those small steps till things have settled for the patient before we think about the next step down.
What are the symptoms? What does that withdrawal look like? How severe can it be?
Well, as I said before, there's a real range in severity, but the withdrawal symptoms cover a number of domains, some of which might be expected, but some of which people might not expect. So they cover physical symptoms. Often there are flu-like symptoms, really, at the beginning, so fatigue, a feeling of lethargy, perhaps some muscle aches and chills. Then there are gut upset symptoms, so it's kind of not surprising that we get stomach upset when we start or stop antidepressants, because there are actually more serotonin receptors in the gut than there are in the brain. So people might expect nausea or vomiting or diarrhea as they stop as well. Some people feel a sense of being off balance, so a sense sometimes of vertigo or unsteadiness. Other people, and this is probably the one that's not expected and can be alarming, some people experience unusual sensations, so tingling or electric shock sensations, and patients have sometimes described these as brain zaps. Other people can have sleep disturbance, so very vivid dreams or trouble sleeping. And then the most confusing symptom, I think, is that people can have a sense of psychological lability or ups and downs. So they can feel agitated or anxious or have bouts of crying for no reason, or feel low for relatively short periods of time for no reason. And you can see these kind of symptoms, along with some of the physical symptoms. It's easy to get confused between symptoms that are actually just to do with stopping the drug and symptoms that might indicate that the depression is returning.
Dr. Mangan, antidepressants have been a big breakthrough for modern medicine. We know that long-term prescription rates of antidepressants have doubled over the past decade in the U.S. and the U.K. Do we know what's behind that?
Probably a number of things. And antidepressants, like most classes of drugs, we have to kind of hold two truths at the same time. One is that they can do good, and the other is that they can have harmful effects as well. And what we've certainly seen is, since about the late 1990s, early 2000s, since the newer SSRI or Prozac-like group of drugs was introduced to the market, there's been a steady climb in the number of people who are taking these medications, to the extent that if you went out on the street in Wisconsin and looked around you, probably 1 in 10 of the adults around you will be currently taking one of these medicines. But what we know about that rise is that it's not necessarily that we are spotting depression more and treating it. But what we know is that more people are going on and staying on these medicines long term. And it may be that these difficulties that people have stopping, or some people, and the confusion often with the symptoms of stopping with the, perhaps a recurrence of the depression, may be in part driving that that increase in long-term use.
Talking with Dr. Dee Mangan, she's Associate Chair and Director of Research and a professor in the Department of Family Medicine at McMaster University in Ontario, looking at new research about going off of antidepressants and the impact of what it means to taper off. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Dr. Mangan, what would you recommend clinicians and patients do when the time comes to go off an antidepressant? What is the course of action? What should those conversations be like between the physician and patient?
That's a great question. So I think the conversation really needs to start at the time of the decision to start the medication. So there needs to be a sort of a shared conversation about how long the course length is, and a usual course length for someone with an early first bout of depression would be between 6 and 12 months, an average of 9 months at least. We know that if you stop earlier than this, it's likely the depression will return. So a planning for when that time will be, and then a planning for a consultation around that time to carefully plan the withdrawal and the monitoring of that withdrawal. It's important that the timing is good, so that there's not much else going on that's distracting in life. For example, if it's Christmas time, family are coming for Christmas, it's a very stressful time often. That's obviously not a good time to start decreasing your antidepressants as well. So planning for the timing, letting friends and family know that you're planning to withdraw and might need some support, and making sure all those other non-drug ways of getting support are all in place. And then the next thing I would say, and what I do in my own clinical practice, is we do, because it's not possible to predict who might have problems with withdrawal symptoms and need a slower taper and who won't, is to do a test drop, a very small reduction. And I usually try and do a 10% test drop to see, and then see how the person feels with that kind of drop, and then plan the rate of taper after that. But I would say, certainly for people who have been on antidepressants for years, it's good to plan at least that it may take months, or even in some cases years to taper off. And there's no rush. It's better to be gentle and slow than it is to rush and get unpleasant symptoms and perhaps risk not being able to taper off. I think it's always really important that the patient controls the rate of taper according to their symptoms and how severe they are, and that particularly in that last part of the taper, that the steps down become smaller, may need to be smaller and smaller for some people.
You're currently studying how people react when they go off Prozac, which is commonly prescribed as an antidepressant. Where do you hope to take your research?
Well, what we hope to do is to describe in real detail the withdrawal syndrome for the first time, to look to see if we can see anything that helps us predict who may have troubles and who may not. We also are looking to see to what extent long-term use is helpful. There have never been any trials in the primary care population, which is where we know 90% of antidepressants are prescribed. There've never been a trial in that population to be able to let patients know, if they take these medicines long-term, how effective they are at preventing depression recurrence. What we also hope to do is try and give some idea of what proportion of patients have been on antidepressants long term are likely to have these kind of problems. The traditional thinking has been, in fact, with Prozac, which has what's called a very long half-life, or it takes a long time to clear from the body, it's thought that had no or very little problems for people in terms of withdrawal symptoms. But certainly our investigator group knew from our clinical practice, and it looks like it's likely to be confirmed by the trial, that even when you're taking a drug like Prozac, and even when you taper, you still a proportion of people will have these withdrawal symptoms.
Dr. Mangan, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Dee Mangan is Associate Chair, Director of Research, and a professor in the Department of Family Medicine at McMaster University in Ontario. Up next, the Wisconsin Maritime Museum and Door County Maritime Museum are joining forces to offer more than 100 nautical events as they celebrate their 50th anniversaries. We'll hear more about that as we explore maritime history. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.